the bitter weeping of Israel will turn to joy when he returns on the white horse. Israel's trembling, Israel's weeping, Israel's shame is only going to last until he returns on a white horse. And then it's Israel's turn to rejoice. The church rejoices when he comes on the clouds. Israel will rejoice when he comes on the white horse. Weeks or a few months later. And all Israel will be saved. When the time of the Gentiles comes to an end at the rapture, at the resurrection. When Christ goes back into heaven for the wedding of the church. And he will return to Edom, where the Jews will be camped out at Mount Sinai. He comes for the church at the Mount of Olives. He comes for Israel at Mount Sinai. He comes for the church on the clouds. He comes for Israel on a white horse. The first part of his second coming, he comes for his bride. The second part of his second coming, he comes for his kinsmen. In the first part, the church is gathered. In the second part, Israel is gathered. In the first part, he fulfills the seven-sealed scroll. In the second part, he fulfills a little open scroll. The first part, he comes after the tribulation. The second part, he comes after the wrath of God. In the first part, there's not going to be any judgment. But when he comes on the white horse, there's going to be judgment. The first part is going to be rejoicing of the church. The second part is going to be rejoicing of Israel. The first part will be peaceful, but there'll be no battles. The second part, he's going to come back with the sword. It's time to destroy the armies of the beast. It's trying to destroy the satanic hordes that are trying to destroy Israel. The first part, the church is going to escape God's wrath. The second part is going to be the winepress of God's wrath. The wicked will be destroyed. Why are your clothes stained with blood? Because I've been treading the winepress of God the Almighty. The first part is the rapture of the church. The second part is the reign of the church. The first part is after the seventh trumpet. The second part is after the seventh bowl. The first part of his second coming, the church weds her husband. The second part of the second coming, Israel crowns their king. When Christ returns on the crown, Satan and the beast are going to be revealed. They're going to be exposed. The mystery of iniquity is going to be over. Satan will no longer have the power to deceive people. Because everyone will see with their own eyes what can't be denied. What's no longer a mystery, no longer a secret, that the Lord Jesus Christ is God, the King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and the church are His people. In the second part, Satan and the beast will be destroyed. In the first part, they will be revealed. They will be exposed. But when Christ comes back on the white horse, they will be destroyed. The first part is the time of the Gentiles is fulfilled. The second part is when all Israel is saved. Israel's tears will be turned to joy. Christ on the white horse, He's not coming back to punish them. He's coming back to gather them. He's coming back to deliver them. He's coming back to fulfill all God's promises to Israel for them. Then they'll be dancing in the streets. Then they'll be overjoyed. You know, when Jesus at His first coming, He wept over Israel. He shed tears for them. He showed that He loved Israel. He showed that He loved the Jewish people. In spite of their rejection, in spite of what they did to Him. In spite that even today they're denying Him. Just like Peter denied Him. But the Word of God says He's going to rejoice over them. With shouts of joy. He's going to be gentle in His love. This will be the greatest family reunion in the universe ever. The Lord Jesus has shed their tears over Him. And the day is going to come when they're going to shed their tears over Him as an only Son. But they'll be gathered together. And all the promises that God has made to Israel throughout all the thousand years and all the scriptures and all the prophets and all the promises that God has given to the nation of Israel and the Jewish people are going to be fulfilled. It's all written in that little open scroll. The writings of the prophets. Those are Bible verses in that scroll. Of all the things that God has promised to bless Israel with someday, this great messianic age, this great restoration of the nation of Israel and the kingdom of Israel and the restoration to the land. And David their king, Jesus will sit as David the king on the throne of Israel. And they will beg Him to come back. They will pray for Him to come back. And when Israel as a nation asks Him to return, bless, like Christ says, you will not see me again until you say, blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord. And that day is going to come. And it's within sight. And this generation is going to see that. It's Israel, it's the Jews that are going to bring Christ back. Because Jesus said, you won't see me again until you say, blessed is He, comes in the name of the Lord. Who is He talking to? He's talking to the Jewish people. Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Christ is not going to force himself on Israel. He comes into our lives only at invitation, our own invitation. And he's going to come into the lives of Israel only at their invitation. And he's not going to come back until they ask him to. And he's not going to grab that king of that crown and put it on his own head. They're going to crown him. They're going to make him king. And he won't be king until they do. You know, the kingdom of Israel is actually a democracy. It's a democratic form of government. You know, Jesus is not like the dictators, the military hunters of the world that come in and grab power. He has to be invited. He has to have 100% of Israel's vote. Or he won't come back. He has to have 100% of Israel's vote. Or he won't be king. They have to put the crown on his head. They have to make him the king of Israel. It's not a grab for power. Every single Jew in the world will want him to be king. So it's going to be a mutual love. You know, like God says in the prophets, I've loved you. That's the Lord Jesus speaking. And the day is going to come when they're going to love him. And he won't come back permanently to this earth until they ask him to. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. That's going to be on the lips of every Jew in the world. You know, in the church, our day of rejoicing is going to be at the resurrection rapture when Christ appears on the clouds and we go back up into heaven with him for the wedding of the church. That official legal ceremony that binds us to the Lord Jesus Christ for all eternity. And so we shall always be with the Lord. That's when our rejoicing will be. And Israel's rejoicing will be when he comes back on the white horse. You know, when you come on a cloud, you're not necessarily here for war. But when you come on a horse, you know what you're here for. You're here to do battle. Talks about Jesus when he comes back on this horse. His word is going to be a sword. What coming out of his mouth is going to be a sword. He's going to come back for battle. He's going to come back to get a victory for Israel. He's going to come back to judge and destroy the wicked. That's why his clothes are spattered with blood. You know, they talk about the winepress of God. That's what the Lord Jesus, as the Lion of Judah, he's going to be the one treading the winepress. He's going to be the one destroying the wicked. And what a day of rejoicing that will be. The time of bitter weeping will be over. The time of trembling will be over. The time of shame will be over. The time of denying Christ will be over. I will be proud of Christ. I will rejoice in Christ. I will glory in the Lord Jesus Christ. I will boast in the Lord Jesus Christ. the Jewish people will be happier than they ever have been before.